Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the future. Please take your seats. To begin, please remove your phones or other Wi-Fi friendly devices from your handbags and attaches and hold them in your hands, just as you would hold them under any other circumstances. For example, in the manner that you would hold them if you were to make a call, or to check your email, or to take a digital photograph. Imagine yourself in those very circumstances and handle the device accordingly. If you don't know how to hold and or manage your device in the customary manner, please feel free to abstain from the interactive portion of our performance. You will now be given a simple set of instructions that will allow you to access the Mori network, leave you thoroughly informed as to how you may navigate the network, as well as show you what interactive options you have at your disposal when on the network. Let us begin. Number one, go to the Wi-Fi settings on your device and select the Mori network. No password is required. None. Done? Okay, moving on. Number two, open your browser and enter www.bubblyfish.com/Mori app. Take as much time as you need to enter the address, but please be forewarned that these instructions are pre-recorded and we will move on without you. Done? Great. Number three, when you get to the intro screen, enter your Facebook credentials or create a username and then press create. Creating anything takes time. It even takes time to create a username. It also takes time to record a set of instructions that might instruct you as to how to create a username. Please take this time to create a username. Disclaimer, we are not collecting any user information on Mori. Although we are fully capable of the aforementioned collection, we are primarily interested in expediency and performance, and we have zero interest in your personal life or family. Done? Done. Number four, when you are logged in, you will have landed on the drawing screen. If you are in fact currently logged in, you should be in the process of realizing that you have landed on the drawing screen. Have you landed on the drawing screen? Full disclosure, there are 9 instructions in this tutorial. It is best to think of each of them as obstacles whose purpose is to weed out certain individuals who are ill-equipped to participate in this particular endeavor. This is instruction number 4. Number 5 will be next. Have you landed on the drawing screen? Perfect. Number 5. Draw on the canvas area and tap the check button to submit your image. If you wish to start over, tap the X button. By draw, we mean with your finger, as a child would. By start over, we of course mean to begin again, with a quote unquote clean slate. Disclaimer, said clean slate will not apply to any aspect of your personal life except for, in this context, whether you want to proceed with a drawing that you have created or wish to start anew within the frame of the Mori network and this particular exercise. Please do not confuse the application of the X button with exoneration or with the formal forgiving of a moral irregularity. Done? Done. Number 6. If a question is received while you are on the drawing screen, the chat balloon icon will blink in red. Tapping on the chat balloon will bring you to the answer screen. If no question is proposed, then the screen will display no question. tapping, in general, on any other area in your vicinity except for the active tappable spaces on your device is strongly discouraged. Please remember that your device, while being employed in the service of the performing arts, is not an object of art. Which is to say that you must treat your device like a device in the manner to which you are accustomed. If something feels wrong, it is most likely wrong. Perfect. Moving on. Number 7. There are 2 distinct types of questions that you may potentially receive in the course of this performance. The first is a write-in question. If you receive a write-in question while you are on the drawing screen, you can answer the question in the answer input box by tapping the box and then submit your answer by tapping the check button. If you need to start over, tap X to clear. Remember that there is a time limit to write your answers. If you don't complete your answer in the given time limit, then your answer is not going to be submitted to the network. Remember, creating anything takes time. Even crafting an answer to a given question on this network will take time. So please, use your time wisely. Number 8. After you submit your answer, you will be taken to a voting screen where you will have the option to vote on others' answers by choosing either heart or X. You can heart more than one answer, but you cannot grade your own answer. While the question is being answered, you can send text messages on the bottom text box, which will be displayed on the screen immediately. By send text messages, we mean texting. If you have texted previously, or if you regularly text, this should not present much of a challenge to you. If you have not previously texted or feel uncomfortable texting, please feel free to refrain from participating at this particular juncture. Once everyone's favorite answer has been decided, it will be projected on the screen. Are we all clear here? Are we straight? Great. Number 9. Sometimes you will receive a multiple choice question. For example, if during this performance you are asked the question, where do you go when you die? A variety of possible answers will be displayed, such as number 1, NYU's Bobst Library. Number 2, Fuck Mountain. Number 3, Fuck You. If you decide you like Fuck You the best, please select Fuck You by tapping the radio button next to Fuck You on your phone or device. If everybody likes Fuck You as much as you do, Fuck You will appear on the screen. Ready? Fine. This tutorial is programmed to shut down automatically when the lesson is completed. However, if you feel in any way that you are struggling with the practical aspects of network interaction, please raise your hand now and an attendant will meet you at your seat to clear up any misunderstandings. Anyone? Understood. Good. Thank you, have a wonderful evening, and good luck.
House light, please. All right, are we all ready to do this? Yeah, are we good? Okay, hand first. All right, what's going on? Don't give me every. If you have a question, hand. Yes. What's going on over there?
I from the very beginning.
Okay, so we'll start from. Yes. First of all, if you guys can go to your network and then go to log into Roulette 1, Wi-Fi network.
Maury.
Is it Maury network? Okay, sorry. Yeah, Maury network. Sorry, just kidding. And then I will give you the IP address, which is this. you go to your browser, and then you'll be typing in 192.168.1.45. Yep. Anyone else not there yet? Are we good? You're in? Okay, so I'm going to ask you a few things here. So here,
what is your name?
Joe, Argonaut, James,
Aglock,
Claire,
Blue,
Sam,
Jason,
Elizabeth,
Mr. E,
Wool,
Dude.
Great, so now you guys know how to answer.
Keys your Keith.
And the next thing that I'll show you is a little bit different. So this one.
Crazy.
So this one is a little bit different. It's going to be voting.
Caroline.
Kaden. Sexy Skunk.
Keith. Shula.
Test.
Hello, everyone.
Patrick Stewart. Jing.
Great. Okay, so here's the next question. And this question, you're going through a voting way. So you're going to answer. It's going through a vote, meaning that you have to like the answer or dislike the answer. Of everyone has input their answers. And then when you get that, you're going to get one answer out of everyone. So here's a question.
Who is going to be the next president?
We'll see if we can predict this. You see, there is a, you can either heart or X. There's a timer running. So if you don't make your answer by the timer runs out, then.
Hello, Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland, that will be the next president. So everyone got that? That's how we're going to interact. Oh, has everyone tried a drawing? Why don't you guys
Fight
draw
Club.
Something?
Bernie.
Send me some kind of drawing. When you see the pencil icon, there we go. So now everyone knows how to draw, right? Nice. I think the screen is a little bit too small for, I think it's fine. Great. So let us begin. I think we're good to go.
Sir, can you douse, please? Douse? No, close the projector, please.
I don't think I have a sound on my computer.
I've been thinking a lot about where we are right now. Where do we go from here? We're trapped in a prison of our own making, simultaneously putting one another under constant scrutiny, and yet drawn toward a state of detachment. Cut off, estranged. We've designed our own little bubbles, and we're harboring the illusion that they are oases of comfort. But what they really are is zones of complacency. How do we emerge from all of this? What lies in store? What's the end game? I fantasize sometimes that we'll all eventually be islands unto ourselves, with our own discrete realities. And then I start to cry, because that to me is antithetical to what it means to be alive. That, to me, is death. It's an uncomfortable lurch into an existence that is mechanized, less than human. It's a place of isolation, a prison, a voluntary confinement. And that isn't me, or you. We deserve better.
I shall not be alone. In the beginning, I am of course alone. Alone, that is soon said. Things have to be soon said. And how can one be sure in such a darkness? I shall have a company. In the beginning, a few puppets. Then, I scatter them to the winds, if I can. And things. What is the correct attitude to adapt toward things? And to begin with, are they necessary? What a question. But I have few illusions. Things are to be expected. The best is not to decide anything in the connection in advance. If a thing turns up for some reason or another, take it into consideration. Were there people? It is said there are things. Does that mean that when you admit the former, you must also admit the latter? Time will tell. The thing to avoid, I don't know why, is the spirit of system. People with things, people without things, things without people. What does it matter? I flatter myself, it will not take me a long time to scatter them whenever I choose to the winds. I don't see how. The best would be not to begin. But I have to begin. That is to say, I have to go on. Perhaps in the end, I shall smolder in a throng. incessant comings and goings, the crush and bustle of a bargain sale. No, no danger of that. It is an excerpt from The Unnameable by Samuel Beckett. Sitting in my tiny apartment with the window open, the Latin music from down the street fills the entire neighborhood. But the voices inside my head are louder than anything I can hear. What is going on? I want some kind of answer. The more I take in, the less I know. The whole world feels upside down. Feelings of fulfillment or self-confidence are seldom in me anymore. Yes, I'm asking you, but I don't really care what you have to say. I'm tired of other people's opinion. In fact, none of your answers satisfy me. The law of cause and effect, everything happens as a result of something. Or they say, things happen for a reason. Take it in as it is, and don't question. Just accept as it is, as a fact, and go with it. Just what we do with the gravity. And speak no more, and just listen. There's too much noise around, and I don't need to add to the sea of chaos. I find myself pulled toward to the voice that's louder than any other things at times. I love you, but I don't love you. Why do I look at my phone or social media all the time? It is true that I don't care about what you have to say, but there's some kind of unconscious desire that I want to be accepted. I want to get approval or belong to something, but all from a safe distance. Pathetic? I know. These conflicting voices in my head speak to each other loudly, mingling with the loud music outside, which leaves me feeling unsettled.
I suppose you're wondering why I've gathered you all here together today. You've been specially selected. You're here for a higher purpose. The truth is, you've been deemed ready to elevate your spiritual station in life. I had nothing to do with this. I'm only here to serve as mediator, as guide towards truths that you're already aware of deep down inside. In a way, you've always been here. You've been meant for this place. And I've been waiting patiently, meditating, ruminating on existence, gaining further insight into the meaning of life, moment by moment, day by day, month by month, year by year. So this is an august occasion. One we should all take very seriously. So, let us pause. And reflect on that. Breathe. Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. Like I said, I've been here a long while. Please.
Renounce illusions.
Why, a happy accident. Stillness.
Everything and nothing.
Kimono.
Luau.
Violence.
Procreation.
Ants.
Happiness. Chocolate.
Free will.
Craziness.
Love.
Your happy kimono has renounced its surrounding of your own body because you have become discomforted by your naked skin. And so you begin to disrobe. You unbutton one by one the vestments of your former self until you reveal a sliver of the self you once knew, hidden for so long in the folds of the garments that bound you and constricted you. What is a crown but a covering for, or rather, a covering that makes it impossible for the energy that wanted to emanate through the ground, up through your feet, through your body, through your legs, through your neck, and out into the heavens. A crown is merely an ornament. It's an object of artifice. It's an artificial, hierarchical statement that in fact reveals the bearer of the crown to be bereft of potency. Excuse me, could I have you on stage for a moment, please? Yes. Yes, I'll help you. Also you, please. Could you join us, please? I would really appreciate it. Okay, please, yes, come up by the stairs. And the final person will be you, sir. Could you please join us on the stage, just for a moment? It'll be very brief. I need you on the stage, just for a moment. Please come with me. Please come towards the center of the stage. If you would step up just a couple steps here to the X. And you would be beside her, maybe a little closer together, if you would. About there, yes, sir. And if you would come here. Okay, let's see. If you just a little bit more, a little closer. Okay. Yes. Beautiful. Okay, let's go on. Now you, sir, if you would just adjust there. And if you would now join hands, and like a jaunty tilt, now if you would just swing your arm like this, just a gentle swing back and forth like that. Just place your foot a little bit so that you're.
Yeah, that one.
Yes.
That's right.
This is power and freedom. This is power and freedom right here. Thank you so much. Please, thank you very much.
Okay, so I'm just going to restart the system. There's just some crash that's happening. When it's restarting, I will ask you to refresh your browser. Just I'll be right back.
We're going to try that.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
What is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life. The meaning of life is to never struggle for meaning. It's to be... utterly present and know that this moment is the only moment that matters. There is no other moment, only this moment. And so we exist in the blank space and we fill it in second by second, waiting for it to illuminate, waiting for it to fill in. And sometime along the way, we look back and realize that we had the meaning in our grasp the entire time. And we had wasted so much energy running past it. Running, running, when it was right there to begin with.
How fast should I run?
Take your time. Don't rush.
Seems it's working like that. I have one more question.
Okay.
What does it mean by creative?
To create is to seize the moment. It's to manufacture something out of thin air. It's to have the confidence to lurch into the unknown and manifest something where there was nothing.
Ooh. Everyone, refresh their screen.
Is that you have the same?
Yep, everything stays the same, just refresh, please. Switch the network by mistake.
Do you sometimes feel up against the wall?
Do you sometimes feel up against the wall?
Never.
You.
What do you think, too?
Do you ever start walking with no knowledge of where you'll end up?
Are you guys locked in?
No.
No. Okay.
Luscious-lipped representatives of formerly vibrant neighborhoods have been reduced to simulacra of the people that once inhabited these spaces. They are voluptuous.
Yes.
Iconic presences that only serve to distract us from the depredations occurring at every moment in our waking lives as we settle into the routine and plod through our existence, helpless in our minds from altering the trajectories of these places.
Why does no one like me?
I'm difficult. Poop face.
You are disingenuous. The crown.
Oh well, that's complicated.
You crashed.
Always on a phone.
I like you.
You falsely presuppose things.
Because you don't like yourself.
I tell the truth too often. Too voluptuous.
Confused.
See addict.
I am who I am.
Sex addict.
You smell. I push people away.
Presuppositions of addictive tendencies in the people around us can result in unexpected alienation due to our own unflagging orthodoxies, too rigidly held, creating a distance that may be protective, but ultimately leaves us bare, raw, alone, bereft.
We are not united.
Steph Curry.
Sounds.
Beats.
When do I begin?
LeBron James.
Percussion.
We are a union. Rig.
Laugh and beats and beats and beats and beats.
Say it.
We hide behind screens.
Help us all.
Promulgating the myths that we were fed by the media machine, becoming willing accessories, sucked into the vortex of a hive mind.
that leads us into our own comfortable silos, free to perpetuate our supposedly individual perceptions of the goings-on around us. Helpless and unaware that in fact we haven't moved an inch.
Trapped.
What is the difference between virtual and real, believe? Really?
Mr. Anderson.
Beams.
Emotions.
Nothing.
Reality.
Virtual is a genre of real.
Nothing.
Synchronicity.
The real is also virtual. Do you ever feel trapped inside your headspace?
I don't know.
Physics. No.
You can eat in the real world.
Whatever you can feel.
What headspace?
Serendipity.
No.
Delusions of grandeur. Not sure. Yes, 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 yes.
What is the opposite?
Zen mind.
We convince ourselves that our thoughts can be reduced to snippets. Bite-sized nuggets of wisdom distilled to the point of desiccation. Withered, dried out, lacking the substance that we began with before we felt the compulsion to race towards some sort of answer.
I can't breathe.
Yes, you can.
I don't know what it means by breathing. How am I supposed to feel?
To breathe, you have to pause to allow yourself to be present.
Why am I such in the darkness?
I see you. You're more visible than you give yourself credit for.
I can go on, but I must go on.
In your realization of that fact, you'll find yourself arriving at places that you never expected to.
What now?
Only the next moment.
What would that be?
It'll be whatever we make it.
I want to breathe.
So breathe.
I forgot what it feels like to breathe.
Maybe it means something different to you than it did before. You may be wondering why I've gathered you all here together today. You have been specially selected. You are here for a higher purpose. The truth is, you have been deemed ready to elevate your spiritual station in life. I had nothing to do with this. I'm only here to serve as mediator, as guide towards truths that you already knew deep down inside. In a way, we've always been here. We've been meant for this place. And I've been waiting patiently, meditating, ruminating on existence, gaining further insight into the meaning of life. Moment by moment. Day by day. Month by month, year by year. So, this is an august occasion, one we should all take very seriously. Let us pause and reflect on that. Like I said, I've been here a long while.
Never.
You. What do you think, Guru? Yes.
Am difficult.
Cool face.
You are disingenuous.
The groan.
Oh well, that's complicated. You crashed.
Always on the phone.
I like you.
You falsely presupposed things.
Because don't like yourself.
I tell the truth too often.
Too voluptuous.
Confused.
See, addict. I am who I am.
Sex addict. You smell.
I push people away. Courage.
Live in the moment.
Everyone loves you.
Spider costume.
Crazy.
You scream a lot.
A distance.
We are not united.
Music.
Audio.
Dance.
Help me.
Steph Curry. Sounds.
Beeps.
When do I begin?
LeBron.
Thank you.
so.